Prairie du Sac area, you need to seek shelter immediately. This should be in the lower level of your home or business, or a sturdy room if you do not have a basement. If you are in a mobile home, we would recommend finding a safer area to be. Flying debris could happen during this event. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles could possibly occur. Mobile homes could be damaged or destroyed. Locations impacted by the tornado warning now include Prairie du Sac and Sauk City, as well as the Mazomania and Arena area. If you're in these areas, please seek shelter immediately. All right, so again, we're going to recap what is going on in the Sauk County area. We have the tornado warning. This is for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. If you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area, please seek shelter immediately. We also have that severe thunderstorm warning for southern Sauk County, and we are actively monitoring that as well. However, the tornado warning is our primary concern. We are watching the storm in the northern part of Sauk County, and right now it is just a heavy rain event. In Baraboo, we do see that we are experiencing some rain right now, a little bit of thunder, some lightning. However, it is not severe in the Baraboo area. So if you're in the Baraboo area, it's going to be raining for a while. As a reminder, we have seen a little bit of street level issues, and if you're out and about, please be careful. If you do see water on the roads, do not drive through roads that have covered in water, because you do not know how deep that water is. Again, this is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. We will stay on air until the warning has expired. That is our policy at Max FM. I know everyone was enjoying listening to Retro Prop Reunion, some of the music that we have coming up a little bit later. I promise we will get that music back to you later. But while we're under a tornado warning, we will stay on the air live until that event has passed. I am looking at radar right now. And again, if you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area, you should seek shelter immediately. These areas are possibly affected by this storm. You do not want to be outside, obviously. And if you're in your residence, the best place to be is in your basement. If you don't have a basement, find a sturdy room within your residence, away from all windows, and seek shelter there. And so we are getting some more updates here. It looks like they have obviously extended this tornado warning into the Columbia County area as well. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a zoom out on our radar. As I'm looking right now, our primary concern is the Prairie du Sac and Sauk Prairie area. If you're in those areas, you should be in shelter. If not, now get down there right away, because that is an important area to seek shelter. And so be in your safe spot. All right, so to recap kind of what's going on, we're monitoring weather in the Sauk County area. And this right now, we are primarily concerned with a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:55 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mazomania, 8 miles west of Sauk City, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Now, the primary hazard with this is an indicated tornado. Flying debris is possible with this storm. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles will occur. So again, if you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, you should be in your safe spot right now. So we are monitoring that storm. Again, this is all for southeastern Sauk County. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning that encompasses a little bit more. That's for southern Sauk County. That, again, is until 6:30 p.m., and that would include the areas of, again, Prairie du Sac and Sauk City. That's under that tornado warning. You should be in shelter. Lodi, if you live in Lodi, you probably want to be heads up on this as well. It is probably going to go right south of Lodi right now as I look at this storm on radar. My primary concern is the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area. You should be in your shelter right now. And again, we are monitoring this situation. The Baraboo area, you are not under any warnings at this point in time. We are starting to see heavier rain in the Baraboo area. Now, if you do have a safe place, and again, you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, the safest place to be is an underground shelter, basement, or safe room. You should cover your head. Interior rooms or hallways are always safe alternatives. Lowest level is the best option. Stay away from windows. Get out of auditoriums or warehouses. Mobile homes are not safe. If you are outside, seek shelters indoors. So again, the safest place to be during this is an underground shelter, such as a basement or safe room. As a reminder, you should cover your head because you never know what's going to happen. Interior rooms or hallways are an alternative as well if you do not have a basement. Again, if you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area, you should be in your shelter right now. That tornado warning is going to continue. We do have another warning that is popping up here. All right, we have from the National Weather Service, we have a flash flood warning in Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. tonight. It's 6:04 p.m. Local law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rain across this area. Flash flooding is already occurring. Wendy, can I have you stop in here real quick? I'm going to hand something over to Wendy. I kind of want her to help monitor kind of what's going on here. So I've got Wendy in the studio with me as well. So Wendy, we just had this flash flood warning pop up for Sauk County. I've heard some things about flash flooding on some roads. So if you can kind of keep me up to date with what you hear on that, please, that would be great. So Wendy is now going to be helping us as well. So, all right. So to recap, we have a lot going on. And so I know everyone's going, Hayes, where's the regular Max FM, regular program? While we're under a tornado warning, we stay on the air to cover that. So we will be on the air until 6:30 p.m. or this tornado warning is canceled. So I'm just going to check a couple other things here. All right. So let's recap everything that's going on right now. My primary concern is this tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:55 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near Mazomanie or 8 miles west of Sauk City, moving east at 45 miles per hour. This was radar-indicated rotation. Flying debris could occur during this, and you should seek shelter immediately. In Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, you should be in your safe area. Also, if you're in the Roxbury area, you should probably consider that as well. And we are kind of reminding people that if you are in a mobile home, you should get out of those because mobile homes could be damaged. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles could possibly occur with this, and tree damage is likely as well. So again, to recap, tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. Places that are in the path of this storm include the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City area, as well as Mazomanie, Dane, and Arena. And then we do have that severe thunderstorm warning. This is for southern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. Again, this is also radar indicated, and we're primarily concerned with the storms that are near the Sauk City area. Possible damage to roof, siding, and trees. And then the next thing that popped up was a flash flood warning. And this goes until 9:15 p.m. tonight. It's 6:04 p.m. Local law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the Warren area. Flash flooding is already occurring, and this is due to the thunderstorm. And locations that impacted by this include Baraboo, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Devil's Lake State Park. Now, we've been listening to our local scanner, and we've heard reports of some roadways that have been covered in water. Wendy, what's going on over there? Okay, there's some more. You need to grab a couple of AA batteries here in the cabinet over there. You just slide that cover off, and that'll take care of that. So we have pulled Wendy in to assist us this evening as well. So apparently I didn't have my batteries in one of my devices. So it's a good reminder for all of you, if you do have a weather radio or scanner, to make sure you have put fresh batteries in those. So Wendy's going to be changing that. So thank you, Wendy, for all your help this evening. It's greatly appreciated. All right, so again, everyone, if you're expecting our regular programming, we usually have our Jam Tracks program on this evening. We will not have that on until at least 6:30 p.m. because we are monitoring this tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County. And right now, the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, and the Roxbury area, that is our primary areas of concerns. We are monitoring that very closely. If you live in those areas, you should be in your safe spot. Safe spot includes a basement. If you have one, that's the best place to be. And if you are in your basement, you should have covered your head with something. You know, one of the things that Wendy had found were great is a bike helmet. So we do keep those in our basement. And so it is something that would I'd be recommending is to make sure your head is protected during this event. And so I'm just kind of keeping an eye on everything here. I've got multiple things that we are monitoring. But right now, that tornado warning for the southeastern Sauk County, that goes until 6:30 p.m. tonight. And you want to be in your safe spot if you're in the Prairie du Sac or Sauk Prairie. So That is your safe spot to be, and get to the basement if you are in that area. And so I do have people that are texting me as well. And so I'm just going to respond to that real quick. So we are monitoring multiple sources here. And so we are watching this very closely in the Max FM Weather Center. Again, this is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. We are monitoring active weather in the area. So we are keeping track of everything that's going on. And I'm just checking a couple of notifications that I've received. Wendy, is it just kind of heavy rain in the Bayberry, right? You're seeing outside the window right now? Okay, she says, yep, pretty much. And that's due to that flash flood warning. So we will talk about that a little bit more in a moment. But obviously, my biggest thing that I am watching right now is a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County. This also includes northwestern Dane County and northeastern Iowa County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:55 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mesomania, or 8 miles west of Sauk City, moving east at 45 miles per hour. So that's a little bit of old information from the National Weather Service. As we're looking at this right now, that storm is passing through the Prairie du Sac and Sauk City and Roxbury area. And we are kind of looking at the path of this storm as well. And so this, some of this heavier rain will impact kind of the Portage area by about 6:18 p.m. So if you're in the Portage area, do expect to see some heavier rain. The heavier rain is starting to exit the Baraboo area at this point in time. We do see heavy rain in the Merrimack area, and it will also be heading towards the Lodi area. So that is all rain in that area, nothing severe with that storm, but we do have that flash flood warning that we will get back to. But the primary thing that we're monitoring tonight is a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County, northwestern Dane County, and northeastern Iowa County until 6:30 p.m. This was radar indicated rotation. Possible flying debris could be in this storm. Mobile homes could possibly be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles is possible. And tree damage is likely in these areas. Areas that are impacted by the tornado warning include Western Madison, Middleton, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Cross Plains, Mesomania, Black Earth, Dane, and Arena. If you are in these areas, you should seek shelter immediately. The best place to seek shelter is in the lowest level of your home or business. This would be a basement. You want to be away from all windows. If you do not have a basement, you want to find a sturdy room within your residence, and you want to be in that room. You want to cover your head, be away from windows. And so we are getting multiple other warnings that are outside our listening area. We're obviously kind of monitoring multiple sources in this evening. And so let's do a recap. The primary concern right now is that tornado warning, and that is for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. This would include the Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area, and also the Roxbury area. We also see that could head towards Dane, and we just had another severe thunderstorm warning that has popped up, and that's for Columbia County. So we have a new severe thunderstorm warning. This is for southeastern Columbia County until 7 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending near Lake Wisconsin to Black Earth to 8 miles southwest of Mesomania, moving east at 35 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are possible with this storm. Hail damage to vehicles is possible. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted with this storm would include the Windsor area, Lake Wisconsin, Cross Plains, Lodi, Poinette, and Fall River. So we have multiple things going on this evening. We have a tornado warning that is going until 6:30 p.m. for southeastern Sauk County. And this includes the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Cross Plains, Mesomania, Black Earth, Dane, Arena areas. And if you're in the Roxbury area, you should be in shelter, as well as this is looking to start to get outside the Prairie du Sac area. And so, but you still should be in your safe spot. The other thing that we are monitoring, we have a flash flood warning, and this is for Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. At 6:04 p.m., local law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Flash flooding is already occurring in this area. Impacts include flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas of highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage areas and low-lying areas. The locations that will experience possible flash flooding include Baraboo, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Devil's Lake State Park. So if you're in those areas, we should be prepared for being careful as you're out and about. And you should not drive over roads that are covered in water because you do not know how deep that water is. Turn around. Don't drown. I have seen people do this numerous times, and it does not go well. So do not drive over roads that are covered in water. That is from my own experience as well. The reason that we're on the air, it is 6:15 p.m. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We are covering a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. This was a radar-indicated rotation. Flying debris is possible with the storm. Mobile homes could be damaged or destroyed. Damaged roofs, windows, and vehicles could occur. Tree damage is likely. And this storm has exited out of the Prairie du Sac area. It is more headed towards the kind of the Dane area. It's just outside of Roxbury. So if you're in those areas, you should be in shelter. We will stay on the air until this warning clears. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning. This is for southern Sauk County until 6:30 p.m. Hail damage again to vehicles is possible. Wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. And again, this is impacting the Sauk City area, Lake Wisconsin, Lodi, Mesa Mamie, Spring Green, and those areas. And then we also have the flash flood warning. Now, this is for Sauk County, and this goes until 9:15 p.m. tonight at 6:04 p.m. Local law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rains across the warned area. Flash flooding is already occurring in this area. Wendy, you have an update for me. What's going on? Okay, we are receiving reports that South Boulevard is being shut down in Baraboo due to flash flooding. Again, South Boulevard in Baraboo is being shut down due to flash flooding. Okay, Corey just messaged me as well. Corey Hartman is monitoring this. He is out chasing this. He said the tornado watch is extended till 10 p.m. for Sauk County. And so that tornado watch is until then. Sauk Prairie area really needs to be in shelter still, as well as Roxbury. So he is actively monitoring this. And I'm going to just give him a quick update is what's going on. We did receive word that South Boulevard is being shut down. So we do have possible power issues that could happen on 99.7 Max FM. You can also tune in to 103.7 in the Reedsburg area. You can also stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll down to the bottom, look for Max Mollis and tap on Max FM. And so we have a lot going on. We have a tornado watch that is extended in the Sauk County and Columbia County area until 10 p.m. this evening. Okay. Also avoid Parkside and what was the other street, Wendy? Silver Drive. All right, so you should avoid Parkside and Silver Drive due to flash flooding. We've had some vehicles that have had water up to their windows. As I stated a little bit earlier, turn around, do not drown. It does not matter what kind of vehicle you're in. You should not be driving through floodwaters. South Boulevard is being shut down due to this. So if you're in those areas, you should avoid them. Corey is indicating we could lose power to our transmitter for 99.7 in Baraboo. So you can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. You can also listen on air to 103.7 in the Reedsburg area and listen to us that way. So we are monitoring numerous situations. And again, you should avoid the Parkside and Silver Drive area in Baraboo. There is flooding that has occurred in that area. There is a vehicle that is stuck in the water. We've just received a report of that in the Parkside Silver Drive area. South Boulevard is being shut down due to water. If you do not need to be out and about tonight, you should not be. So to recap, we have a lot going on. We have that tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County that goes until 6:30 p.m. Sauk Prairie, Roxbury area, you should still be in your safe areas. And then the possibility of flying debris with this tornado warning. Mobile homes could be damaged or destroyed possibly. Damaged roofs, windows, vehicles, could occur and tree damage is likely. And so that is the first thing going on. Then we also have a new severe thunderstorm warning. That is for northwestern Dane County and southeastern Columbia County. That goes until 7 p.m. this evening. At 6:12 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Lake Wisconsin to near Black Earth, 8 miles southeast of Mesomany. And that is something you want to be aware of. And that could include the areas of, getting distracted. So, again, that severe thunderstorm warnings impacting the Cross Plains, Lodi, Poinette, Fall River area. So that goes until 7 p.m. So we're watching that and seeing what's going on there. And, all right, so we have just received that power is out on the bluff. We are still on the air on 99.7 Max FM. We are going to have technicians heading that way to get the generator going. So, thank you, Drew, for that. So we have lost power at the 99.7 Max FM tower, so there's a possibility we could go off air. Best way to listen to us, if we do go off air in the meantime till we get the generator up and running, is stream us online at max.fm, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM, or tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. Yep. Wendy, indicate we still are on the air. So we have lost power on kind of the Tower Road area, and that does impact the 99.7 Max FM tower transmitter. So we do have technicians heading that way to get a generator online and to keep our internet up and running there. So that is being taken care of. But if we do go off the air in Baraboo, you can stream us online, max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM to take us with you wherever you go. All right, give me just a moment here. I need to grab a quick drink of water, and we'll get another update with everything that's going on in this area. All right, this is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. The tornado watch for Columbia and Sauk counties has been extended till 10 p.m. this evening. We have a tornado warning that just expired for Sauk County. So the tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County is canceled. So that warning for Sauk County for the tornado warning was just canceled. So Roxbury, if you're in that area, probably still want to stay in that shelter for a few more minutes just to be on the safe side. We do have multiple severe thunderstorm warnings going on. And so we're going to kind of recap everything that we've got going on right now. So I'm going to give you a quick update as to what's going on. So the tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County has been allowed to expire. However, southern Sauk County is still under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:30 p.m. Possible hail damage to roof and vehicles. You could have wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. And so areas impacted by this include the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Lake Wisconsin area, Cross Plains, Lodi, Mesomany, Spring Green, and Black Earth, as well as Arena and Plain. And so that is our first one. We also have another severe thunderstorm warning that's impacting Iowa County. That goes until 7 p.m. It's possible that they could extend something into Sauk County for that one as well, so we will monitor that. I'm going to stay on the air for a little bit here just because there is a few things that are going on. Again, if you're listening to us in the Baraboo area, 99.7 Max FM, we have lost power at our tower site. We do have a technician en route, and he is working to get that taken care of as quickly as possible. So thank you, Drew, for doing that. We are actively monitoring that. So if we do go off the air on Baraboo, you can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM to take us wherever you go. Also, if you're in the Reedsburg area, you can switch to 103.7 and listen to us over the air there as well. So that is kind of what is going on. And our biggest concern right now that we are monitoring is this flash flood warning for Sauk County. This goes until 9:15 p.m. At 6:22 p.m., local law enforcement reported thunderstorms reducing heavy rain across the Warren area with water covering highways 154, north and west, and more. Flash flooding is already occurring in these areas. And so if you're out and about tonight, you want to be careful. Do not drive through water on roads. That is never a good idea. You should turn around. Don't drown. And I'm just kind of checking everything that's going on. Right now, I'm going to just take a quick scan of our radar here and take a look at what we're seeing on the radar. And right now in the Perryberry, we do see that rain is still occurring. And Reedsburg, it looks to be light, a little bit lighter in the Reedsburg areas. But we do have quite a bit of rain that has come through this area already. And so that is what's contributing to this flash flood warning. So it, as a reminder, South Boulevard is shut down due to the roads that are covered, as well as Parkside and Silver Drives. We heard that there was a vehicle that was stuck in the water there. We've had unconfirmed reports of that. So do not drive through floodwaters. That is simply what it comes down to. Turn around. Don't drown. Wendy's monitoring a couple of things in the other room here. And we are actively watching the radar. We have Corey Hartman. He's out and about. And the other key thing I want to mention to everyone is that we have lost power to the 99.7 tower. We do have a technician en route with a generator. It looks like Wendy has another update. What do you know, Wendy? We have water over the road on 154 in the Narrows. So, again, the best thing to do is avoid the Highway 154 area. There is reports of water over the road in the Narrows on Highway 154. So, this is something we've heard a couple of times now. And so, the best thing to do is, if you don't need to be out and about tonight, is not to be out and about. We will keep you up to date what's going on. If need be, Wendy and myself will go mobile, and we will kind of keep an eye on that. Okay, and I did receive email confirmation that just now that we did lose power to our tower site a little bit ago, a little after 6 o'clock, and we know Alliant is working on that, and they're hoping to have that power restored in a little while. However, we do have a technician that is headed to that site. Wendy, are we still on the air? All right, thank you. Wendy is running around here as well. Wendy, thank you so much. She is Yeah, you should really put your watch on, Wendy, as much running and back and forth that you're doing. So I've got Wendy monitoring multiple things here as well. So, again, that tornado warning has expired. We do have that severe thunderstorm warning that continues for Sauk County. That goes until 6:30 p.m. for southeastern Sauk County. I'm just checking to see if we've had any other new warnings that have popped up. We have not yet. But I'm going to stay in the air here for a little bit longer, just kind of monitor till the severe thunderstorm warnings expire. Obviously, the thing that I am keeping a close eye on, this is that flash flood warning. That is going until 9:15 p.m. this evening for all of Sauk County. This is at 6:22 p.m. Law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rains across this warned area with water covering Highway 154 in the Narrows. Flash flooding is already occurring. We know that South Boulevard has been shut down, as well as there's issues over on Silver Drive and Parkside Drive. Avoid those areas. If you do not need to be out and about tonight, please do not. The flash flooding of small creeks and streams is possible, as well as urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as poor drainage in low-lying areas as well. Again, that is that flash flood warning for Sauk County. This includes Baraboo, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Devil's Lake State Park. We did lose power to the 99.7 Max FM tower site, and we do have a technician on their way to get a generator in place for that and hopefully try to keep us up as long as possible. If we do go off the air on 99.7, you can tune in over there to 103.7 in the Reedsburg area. That does get into the Baraboo area somewhat. You can also stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device, play Max FM Baraboo, or download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll down to Max and Mollis and tap on Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. It is 6:28 p.m. on Saturday night. We are monitoring the weather in the Sauk County area. Right now, as we are taking a look at radar, we do see a little bit of rain occurring in the Baraboo area. We do see heavier rain that's heading towards just outside of Plain into the Blackhawk area. We see a little bit of a heavier cell towards the Prairie du Sac area. And then also there's some stuff heading towards Spring Green as well. Arena is seeing some heavy rain, as well as the Mania area. That severe thunderstorm warning, I suspect they're going to let that expire. We're going to stay on the air just to see what happens with that. But that is supposed to expire at 6:30 p.m. tonight. They did expand our tornado watch until 10 p.m. for Sauk and Columbia counties. All right, so this is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. It's 6:29 p.m. on Saturday night. We are monitoring the weather in the Sauk County area. We have a flash flood warning. This is in effect until 9:15 p.m. for all of Sauk County. It's 6:22 p.m. Local law enforcement reported thunderstorms that produced heavy rain across this Warren area, with water covering Highway 154 in the Narrows, so avoid that area. We know that South Boulevard has been shut down, as well as Silver Drive and Parkside, and there was a vehicle reported in the water in that area. Flash flooding is already occurring in this area, and this is going to continue until 9:15 p.m. tonight. This impacts areas including Baraboo, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Rita, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Devil's Lake State Park. And so we are monitoring this. This is Dave Grant again from 99.7 Max FM. The time is 6:30 p.m. on Saturday night. We had been monitoring the severe weather in the Sauk County area. We did lose power to the 99.7 Max FM tower site. We're still okay at the studios and at my remote studio, but our tower site did lose power. We do have a technician on his way to our tower site with a generator. And so if you do lose us for a little while, we would ask that you turn your dial over to 103.7 in the Reedsburg area so you continue to listen to us on the air. You can also download the free Civic Media app, scroll down to the bottom, look for Max Mullis, tap on Max FM. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or you can stream us online at max.fm. So again, we did lose power to the 99.7 tower site, and we do have a Drew on his way over there with a generator. So thank you, Drew, if you are listening. We appreciate you, and we are going to do our best to stay on the air this evening. All right, I am going to recap what's going on here. This is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. Time is 6:31 p.m. on Saturday night. I know everyone's usually listening to some fun music right now. However, we did have some severe thunderstorm warnings and so forth that occurred, so we had to take care of those. So right now, we do not have any severe thunderstorm warnings in Sauk County. The primary concern, as I'd mentioned before, is flash flooding. We have a flash flood warning until 9:15 p.m. this evening for Sauk County. At 6:22 p.m., law enforcement reported thunderstorms producing heavy rain across this area, with water covering Highway 154 in the Narrows. And we know that South Boulevard has been shut down, as well as Parkside and Silver Drive. There was a vehicle reported that was stuck in the water in that area. So if you do not need to be on the boat tonight, we would recommend not doing so due to that flash flood warning. And so I am just checking out a couple of things here. Wendy, do you have any other updates I need to know about from your end? All right, so we have received reports that they're shutting down South Boulevard, where I can't think of what the name of the new gas station is, but it used to be Casey's. And so whatever the name of that gas station is now over by South Boulevard, it used to be Casey's. They're shutting that down due to South Boulevard being underwater. Avoid the South Boulevard area. We also had reports of a vehicle that was stuck in the water in the Silver Drive, Parkside Drive area. So if those areas are also experiencing flash flooding. And so avoid those areas. As a reminder, turn around, don't drown. It is not worth trying to drive through floodwaters. You do not know how deep that water is. And again, just looking at radar, we do see that the heavier rain is starting to exit the Baraboo area. We see heavier rain in the Black Hawk area, a little bit of heavier rain in Leland and Plain as well. And we do want to remind everyone that that tornado watch was extended till 10 p.m. for Sauk and Columbia counties due to this weather. So the only active warning that we do have again in this area is that flash flood warning until 9:15 p.m. for Sauk County. And so what I want to do here is I just want to check a couple of things. All right. I have Corey Hartman. He is asking to join us on air. So, yes, Corey, I will see if I can get you on the air with me here. So I'm going to get him a link to Clean Feed so he can join us on the air. All right, we just lost power to the 99.7 Max FM tower site. And so, again, stream us online at Max FM, or you can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or you can stream us online at max.fm. So, Yep. Thank you, Corey. So again, if you are still trying to listen to us, you can tune in 107.3 to listen to us online. I will try to get something on Facebook. We do have a technician that is en route to that site to work on that and to get a generator up and going. So I need to do something here real quick. I am going to do an invite for Corey here. So stand by. I am working to get Corey Hartman on the air here with me, so stand by. All right, so I'm going to just send him a quick message. All right, so again, this is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM, a Baraboo. If you are still trying to listen to us, we did lose power at our tower site. We are working to get a technician there with a generator. So if someone's saying, hey, they can't hear us, you can turn over the dial. We do have another site on 103.7. This possibly will get you into the Baraboo area. You can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. And so we are working to get Corey Hartman on the line with us. He is out and about in this event and monitoring the situation. Again, the primary concern that we have right now is a flash flood warning. This is for Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. tonight. This is for all of Sauk County. So this includes Baraboo, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Devil's Lake State Park. We have received reports that Highway 154 is underwater in the Narrows area. South Boulevard is closed over by the what used to be Casey's General Store. And we have an unconfirmed report of a vehicle that is in the water in the Parkside Silver Drive areas. So please avoid these areas. Corey, are you on with us? Corey? I think I heard you there for a second. All right, so we are working on getting Corey Hartman to join us. So, I'm just going to see. Corey, you are muted. If you hear this, please unmute. There you go.
I got you here, Dave.
So, what's going on here, Corey? You're out and about.
Yep, out and about, actually storm chasing this thing. So, we've got a lot going on right now. And basically, just wanted to jump on here real quick just to say, if you are... you know, out and about here tonight, you probably want to make your way home, end all outdoor activities, and stay home for the evening, because this is quickly turning into not only the threat from straight-line winds and possible tornadoes, but also the flash flood threat is starting to get very, very severe. So I am driving areas east of Darlington right now in southwestern Wisconsin, and these roads and ditches are already full, and it's only been raining for about an hour or so. So that is the type of rainfall that is coming down. We're talking 2-3 inches per hour, and so things are going to steadily get worse as the night goes on. So again, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings, we've got tornado warnings down near DeForest. We've got flash flood warnings all over the place. It's time to just get home, stay there probably for the evening.
Okay, and I don't know if you heard us mention that they do have South Boulevard closed due to the water levels that occurred over by what used to be Casey's General Store, as well as Silver Drive and Parkside Drive. So they're closing those areas down. We have an unconfirmed report of a vehicle that was stuck in the water with water up to the windows. So turn around, don't drown, and leave this to the professionals to be out and about tonight. So as Corey mentioned, it'd probably be a good idea to get home. And we don't know what the rain totals are yet, correct, Corey?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at any just yet.
Okay, I know that we had pretty heavy rain that came down in here in Baraboo for quite a while when we were out and about. It was up past the curbs, and it was definitely starting to get a little bit concerning. Wendy, looks like you maybe have another update for us. Okay, they are deploying public works in Baraboo now due to the flash flooding that's occurring in the Baraboo area. So if you do not need to be out and about tonight, please do not be. Let the people do their work that they need to, and don't contribute to that issue. Correct, Corey Hartman? Okay, I think we did lose Corey here. So I know he's traveling out and about. So, Corey, we do appreciate you stepping in to join us. So Corey Hartman is over in the Darlington area, and he is monitoring these storms as well. And so he is recommending that it do not be out and about. We do have that flash flood warning. That is for all of Sauk County. That goes until 9:15 p.m. tonight. So if you do not need to be out and about, please do not. If you are out and about, we would recommend that you go home. We do have, we've had severe thunderstorm warnings. We've had tornado warnings. We do have that flash flood warning that is for Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. tonight. I'm just going to check to see. Yeah, we did lose Corey there. So, Corey, thank you for joining us. He is our on-hand expert, and we do appreciate him joining us tonight. So we did receive word that they are deploying public works in the Baraboo area due to the due to the rain that's occurred in the area. Wendy just went out in the rain, brought in our rain gauge. It is at the 5-inch mark, and it's full, so she's going to dump that out just so we can monitor how much rain we have received. So as of right now, our rain gauge is full in the Baraboo area, so it's not something to mess around with. We know there's traditional areas in the areas of the city of Baraboo that do have low-lying areas that do have the possibility of flooding. And so to recap, if you do not need to be out and about tonight, please do not be. It would be recommended to stay home this evening just because of the flash flood warning that is impacting Sauk County. And we will recap that in just a moment. For those of us that were trying to listen to us on 99.7 Max FM, we did lose power at the tower site. We have an engineer en route to go work on that and get a UP or a generator going. So we know that we did lose power at our tower strike site. You can stream us online at Max.fm. Tell your smart device to play Max FM. Baraboo, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM to take us wherever you go. So this is Dave Grant. It is 6:41 on Saturday night. We are doing severe weather coverage in the Sauk County area this evening. I'm just going through and looking through. We do see some pictures online of people that do have flooding in their yards. As a reminder, if you do want to text us those pictures, you're more than welcome to. You can text those to 608-355-9970. You can also go over to the free Civic Media app. That's now the easiest way to text us. So download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device, and then you can click on Max FM. You can stream us. You can text us. I am looking at pictures of in front of Casey, what used to be Casey's, in front of the Cisco building. And there's somebody is driving through those floodwaters. Wendy, look at that. Yeah, look how high that water is. That is up over the curbs. I'm seeing a picture of somebody. Yeah, it's into the parking lot by Cisco. We have a truck driving through that. I'm not sure what this other vehicle was that was driving through that. However, do not drive through flooded water. South Boulevard is shut down. So please do not drive through that area. That is plain and simple. Turn around. Don't drown. And so again, South Boulevard in front of the old Casey's is being closed. It is impassable, for lack of a better way of putting it. We have that flash flood warning in Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. We also see reports that Highway 23, Plain Fire Department is saying water over the roadway near Highway B. So again, this is about 30 minutes old, but in Highway 23 near Plain, the fire department was reporting water over the road near County B. So that flash flood warning continues for all of Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. You should take this seriously. Oh my. So I am also looking at a picture of Silver Drive and Parkside right now. And wow, Wendy, come and look at this. I'm going to have Wendy's been kind of monitoring things with me this evening. So Wendy, we appreciate you and thank you. This is a picture of Silver Drive and Parkside right now. You can see how high that water is. That road is completely covered. If you know where Parkside is, there's water up to the pine trees and is up to the apartments over on Parkside and Silver Drive. So that area is not drivable. Stay out of the Silver Drive Parkside area, South Boulevard, Highway 23 by County B in Plain. 154, the Narrows are flooded, and so those areas should be avoided. If you do not need to be out and about tonight, please stay home. So, again, We have a couple of things going on. The tornado watch has been extended until 10 p.m. this night for Sauk and Columbia counties. We have a flash flood warning for all of Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. We also are seeing that South Boulevard, the roundabout, is underwater by the pool. So if you do not need to be out and about, you should not be. So I'm just getting another update. We're hearing unconfirmed reports that people are driving through the South Boulevard area. The road is shut down on Don't Drown. You should not be driving on South Boulevard at this point in time. There is a reason that this road is closed. It does not matter what kind of vehicle you have. I saw a picture of a truck in this water, and it is not safe to be driving in that area. So, again, this is Dave Grand. It is 6:45 p.m. I'm in the Max FM Weather Center. The last we knew, the 99.7 tower did go down. We did lose power. We have an engineer on his way with a generator to attempt to get us back online. You can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. And Wendy's also monitoring a couple of things. She'll provide an update to just a moment. So I'm going to do a recap in just a moment. I'm just checking a couple of things at this point in time. So, again, Dave Grant with you from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. And we are hearing that Broadway in Baraboo is got some street level flooding as well. And so, again, if you do not need to be out in the Baraboo area, I would advise you to stay home or to get home if you're able to, because we do have that flash flood warning for Sauk County. Excuse me. That goes until 9:15 p.m. tonight. Prairie du Sac is reporting flooding on 13th Street. So I'm just looking through all these unconfirmed reports of things that are happening. And so we have trees that have been down due to this weather as well. And so the main thing that we're concerned with is that flash flood warning. And that's, again, for all of Sauk County. And that is until 9:15 p.m. tonight. South Boulevard is underwater. Do not go down South Boulevard. That area is underwater. This includes areas of Blackhawk, Casey, what used to be Casey's General Store. If someone wants to text me at 608-355-9970, let me know the new name of that station. That would be wonderful. And as well as the roundabout over by the pool. We've received reports that there is water in the Broadway area, Baraboo. Plain Fire Department reported about 40 minutes ago that there was water across Highway 23 in Plain near B. I do have pictures of that up right now. And yes, the Highway 23 area in Plain by County B is underwater, so you should not be driving through that. What's going on, Wendy? Okay, just checking. So we got Wendy monitoring a couple of things. Again, this is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM Weather Center. We're just doing a little bit of extended coverage due to that flash flood warning. And we also want to let people know that if you're trying to listen to us, you should stream us online at max.fm or tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. We did lose power to the 99.7 Max FM tower site. We do have an engineer en route with a generator. You can also listen to us on 103.7. We are actively working on getting an engineer to our tower site to get power restored temporarily due to this weather event. To recap, we've seen severe thunderstorm warnings. We saw tornado warnings. We are under a flash flood warning. This is for all of Sauk County. All right, so we do have, I'm just pulling up radar and just looking at a couple of things here. And we do have confirmed that Sauk County Dispatch reports flooding on Wisconsin Highway 154, County N and County W. So this is basically the narrows of Highway 154 is underwater. Do not go down Highway 154. We also have unconfirmed reports that Highway 23 is underwater near Plain in the County B area. And then also we have some other reports of possible flooding in the Lake Delton area. It's just saying that there's some yards flooded. We don't know exactly beyond that what they're reporting. So Again, I'm going to go through a quick summary of where we're at with things. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. It is now 6:49 p.m. on Saturday night. We have a flash flood warning until 9:15 p.m. for all of Sauk County. We do know that Highway 154 is underwater in the Narrows due to flash flooding. South Boulevard is closed over by what used to be Casey's General Store in the Blackhawk Cisco area. We do know that that area is underwater. We have had reports that people are still driving through that water, even though that road is closed. So avoid South Boulevard, Parkside, Silver Drive in the Baraboo area. We have unconfirmed reports that there are some water issues on Broadway in Baraboo. If you want to provide an update to me, you can definitely text me at 608-355-9970. And we are monitoring that flash flood warning. I'm probably going to try to send it back to regular programming shortly here. Wendy, do you want to just check to see if by chance we're back on air on 99.7 real quick? Wendy, thank you for all your help tonight. Wendy's been running back and forth. She's helping me monitor things that are going on. I'm assuming we're still not back on the air on 99.7 yet, but hopefully people... No? Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to work on getting us back to regular programming. We do know that our 99.7 transmitter is down due to a power issue. What I will probably try to do is once I know we're back on air in the Baraboo area, I will do another update. We'll get everything kind of compiled. You can still stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device, play Max FM Baraboo. Download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. If you're in the Reedsburg area, you can also tune in to 103.7. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to send us back to regular programming here for a little bit and just get us hopefully an update here a little bit later. Again, we are monitoring that flash flood warning for all of Sauk County. That goes until 9:15 p.m. tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this back to regular programming here. And then what we'll do is when we get back on the air, we will definitely get you back to with another update as well. So, again, this is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We've been monitoring that flash flood warning for all of Sauk County until 9:15 p.m. tonight. I will come back on the air in a little bit when I know that we have our transmitter back online. And so you can stream us online at 99.7 Max FM, or I'm sorry, Max.fm. Tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Tap on Max FM. Take us wherever you go. And you can also tune in the Reedsburg area at 103.7. This is Dave Grant. I'll be back with you in a little while.
WRPQ Baraboo.
All right, still working on getting a couple of things back into place here. So, all right, so we are going to just working on getting everything back in. So, all right, so this is Dave Grant. I'm going to step out for a few minutes, catch a quick drink of water. I'll give you an update in a little bit.
time is eternal.
Rev me up, my little buttercup. 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 Rev me up, my little buttercup.
duck, she snuggle up and get stuck.